Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House.
Hey, we've been talking here about my top 10 ways to protect your exterior projects. And coming up here in after this segment here, we're going to be talking to my friends over at Monument Grills about these brand new grills out there for you barbecuers out there. If you're out shopping for a barbecue with Father's Day coming up, everybody for gifts, this is something you want to take a look. And especially Mother's Day out there, because I know there's a lot of ladies out there that love to barbecue. This is just not a dad sport out there. There's a lot of great barbecue women out there as well. So we'll be talking about that the second half of the show today. So we've been talking about these top 10 ways. And one thing we were talking about was metal and deck fencing and framing. This is just something that I think is really important out there. And you can head over to online.com. I've got some videos over there as well.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House show. This is the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to find out more about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. And then if you want to give us a call here, you can message us there. But if you want to give us a call with your home improvement questions, that number is 833-239-4144. Again, that number is 833-239-4144. Today, we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking a little bit later in the show with my friends over at Monument Grills. We're going to be talking about some grilling and some new barbecues out there. If you're looking for a new gas or propane or natural gas barbecue, these guys have got some new portable units out there that are absolutely cool. That they're higher end home center models is what I'd call them. They have done a great job of taking barbecues and bringing some of those high end expensive features and bringing them down into the basic barbecue for all. So you can take a look, the lighted dials and the glass and the rotisseries for chicken. We'll be talking to them a little bit later in the show. But right now I want to talk about my top 10 ways to protect your exterior projects. And as we're diving into these exterior projects, I wanted to make sure that we're doing it right so we can protect it so you don't have to do it again. How do you make that project last? Because you're spending your hard-earned money. Things are not cheap out there. And of course, your hard-earned time to build it. So here goes into my top 10 of these. These are not in a particular order, so it's not a ranking, but it's just my list of things that we should take a peek at. And so we're going to be doing this part in two segments today. So I wanted to talk today. The first one here is flashing that deck correctly. If you're building that deck, making sure that you are not directing water back around where that deck connects to the house. So you need to make sure and flash that correctly. And there's a lot of great places to find. You can jump over and take a look. Great resources for flashing. Fine Home Building has some great videos on it, as well as my friends over at Lowe's Pros. Those guys have something over there as well. Matt did a great video on that over there as well. So this is all about making sure that the water that comes down, maybe you're washing the deck off, maybe it's rain, maybe it's snow, whatever else it is, when that stuff melts, making sure that water doesn't come back and rot out the framing of the house. Because if you go in there, remove your siding, or even worse, just attach that deck to the house without any kind of a flashing, without any kind of a flexible flashing behind it, without any metal flashing on the top, guess what? You're going to have issues where that's going to rot out. And if that deck is off the ground, that could be a huge safety hazard. So understanding deck flashing and doing that correctly is key. So you want to make sure that you've got that so the water will never get in behind there. So you're not having to do a major framing project later on the side of your house because you've rotted out the sill plate and some joists and stuff. And that could be a huge problem. So flashing is king right there. Next up here is deck joist tape. And what this is a beautiful tape that you put across your framing members of the deck. So what this is, you frame your deck up and then you take this tape, and it looks like a flashing tape, but it's black. And you don't want to use one of the wider other color tapes because the deck flashing tape works well. And when you pink set that screw through it, it actually seals around the screw, so it keeps water from going in there. And so that's one of the greatest keys if you're building a composite deck. You're putting a wood product in there that's pressure treated that might last 15 years, right? But you're putting on a deck surface on top that's going to last 30 or 40. Now you've got an issue because you've got a superior product on top of a product that's not going to last. So deck flashing and this basic tape does a great job of making sure that you're not going to get that moisture intrusion down there. And that'll really keep that from rotting out prematurely. So deck flashing tape is really cool. And the deck joist tape is good. Now, the next one here on my list is a big one. Using pressure treated wood. And I've seen this go badly before where people will go build a deck. And they do it out of white framing lumber that is meant to be indoor only. Or covered with something that's going to take the weather. Your white wood lumber, even if you paint it, even if you do stuff, does not do well outside. So you're going to want to use something that's going to be much more durable, like pressure treated. And there's two different versions of more than that out there, but two main versions out. There's pressure treated ground contact, where you see it has those dimples, where they basically injected that into the middle of the wood. And then you have more of the outdoor wood where they've just dipped it and soaked it. And so you have the different kinds. That dipped and soaked method is great for stuff that's going to be stained or painted, and that will at least do that. The pressure treated, those chemicals will keep the wood rot down. It will keep the bugs from eating it as much, but still, that stuff still rots. And so it's not a perfect thing. And after a while, that will actually wash out, but you need to make sure that you get that done and use the right materials. I've seen people build white wood decks. They put it together, and then every year they're staining that thing because the stain's just coming off. The wood's soft. That's why great materials like cedar and things like that are really durable for outdoor projects. So use the right materials there, and that way you do it. Speaking of materials, and this is a bigger one here, and I want to talk about this, and I have nobody paying me for any of this here, guys. This is just my tips. But using, if you're going to be doing a wood deck, using a premium product to protect it. And I tell you what, in my area here where we get rain during the winter times, I have tested out lots of different products. There's a lot of great stuff out there. But the ones that I won't use is like the Thompson's Water Seal. That here won't last me a year on any wood project I'm doing. I've used it before and it just doesn't hold up. I've never had it hold up. I've followed the directions. I've used it. And I don't know if it's because of the waxes they have in there or what that end up just washing off, but it does not penetrate. It does not hold up. It just stays on the surface. And I have had a hard time with that product ever making it more than a year. And that can be a real problem when you're dealing with a finish. So take a look out there. If you can get an oil finish, to me, that still holds up the best because that oil does a great job of soaking in and penetrating. And there's great stuff out there from Flood to Olympic. There's a lot of good brands out there that hold up. Just do your research, find the right color, find what you want to do, but don't skimp on these products here because I tell you what, if you don't, you're going to be doing it every single year. And guess what? I want to be out playing. I want to be staining my deck every year. I don't want to be sanding and staining my deck. So make sure that you're using the right materials there. And just don't go the cheap way. It's going to burn you almost every time. Now, that's a big one there. So just make sure you do it. And if you get a chance, I think staining that on all sides before you do a project is not a bad way to go. I've sat there and if you've got a limited time, if you've got dry wood, and that's the challenge, right? If you've got cedar out there that is going on a fence and it's soaking wet, you don't want to be staining that first. So now you're going to have to go out and put it up there and do it. So if you can get dry lumber, you can stain that beforehand. And that ends up having a much more beautiful project if you do it that way. So there's a couple different ways to do that so you can have a beautiful project and have it protected. Now, when we come back here, I want to talk about some of the great products that you see out there. There's a lot of things changing. And it could be that you're talking about metal framing instead of wood for a deck, using steel or aluminum. Aluminum is a little bit harder to find on the decking side of things, but I'm seeing steel, I'm seeing aluminum out there. And then it comes to fencing. There's a lot of different fencing companies out there. I have two different ones at my house, and we'll talk about those as well, but those are all great materials out there. when you're looking at exterior projects. I'm not a big metal on the top of the deck person because I don't want that heat. I want to have reflective heat be down, but there's a lot of cool products out there that you can use. All right, if you want to find out more information on us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and make sure to give us a call if you have a home improvement question at 833-239-4144. That number again, 833-239-4144. Around the House, we'll be right back. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com. Caroline Bozowski, America's healthy home expert, back in the house, and I hear you have a healthy home summit coming up.
It's Caroline B back with Eric G. Yes, we've got the My Healthy Home Summit, April 22nd through the 28th, Earth Week.
That is awesome. And what's the cost?
Free. It's completely free.
What?
Learn about your house, get all the information you need to make sure that your home is healthy and safe from all the best building professionals, educational experts, and Eric G's favorite, technology.
Woohoo! I love it. Where do they find out more information?
My Healthy Home Summit, and you'll get all the information you need.
For more information, click on the link below or find it in the show notes for your free offer. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
What's up? This is Sticks It In Ya.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
1987. Welcome back to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Eric G. Appreciate you tuning in on the Talk Media Network, on the radio across the country, as well as internationally. I see all of you guys around the world because I see all the different countries, all the different states here in the U.S. It is so cool to see where all of you are from out there. And feel free to send us a message over at aroundthehouseonline.com. I appreciate you all around the world tuning into this show and being a supporter. And if you want to be a supporter of this show, and if you want to be an advertiser or a sponsor here, just head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and you can send me a message over there. And my team will talk to you on getting you lined up for a sponsor, a segment sponsor, anything else in the show today. Hey, we've been talking here about my top 10 ways to protect your exterior projects. And coming up here in after this segment here, we're going to be talking to my friends over at Monument Grills about these brand new grills out there for you barbecuers out there. If you're out shopping for a barbecue with Father's Day coming up, everybody for gifts, this is something you want to take a look. And especially Mother's Day out there, because I know there's a lot of ladies out there that love to barbecue. This is just not a dad sport out there. There's a lot of great barbecue women out there as well. So we'll be talking about that the second half of the show today. So we've been talking about these top 10 ways. And one thing we were talking about was metal and deck fencing and framing. This is just something that I think is really important out there. And you can head over to online.com. I've got some videos over there as well, where you can see these materials. And I tell you what, it is a solid way to go. So it's impressive. And if you want to have something durable, my Durabond fencing that I put steel fencing out in the front, I had tree branches knock off that, busted the tree branches in half. And if you've been watching my TV show, you saw what happened over there where I had to rebuild my cedar fence, because I tell you what, it didn't stand a chance to those tree branches coming down. So there's a huge durability reason there. As well as if you're trying to control sound, if you've got a busy street outside, maybe putting in a metal fence might be a good way to go. So something to take a look there. Now, another one out here is making sure you adjust your sprinklers correctly. Making sure that you're not sending water on the deck, hitting your fence, making sure they're adjusted, making sure that you're not watering the side of your house. So every month or so, make sure, if you haven't done it, keep an eye when those sprinklers are running. Do a test run through your sprinkler timer. Go out, take a look, making sure the things aren't hitting the house. That can be, and the fence and anything else that's wood. Trying to keep that dry is going to be solid. I want to make sure that you guys aren't causing water damage from that sprinkler. So that's a big one right there. Now, another one here, this is a big one that maybe it's not building code in your area, but it's something that I want to make sure you're doing. I see so many people when I'm down at the home improvement store buying those concrete deck blocks, building a deck, setting it right on the ground outside with those pyramid-shaped blocks. And I tell you what, it's not the right way to go, guys. If you want to build something solid, go in and build it solid. Get concrete, mix it up, and do the proper sized footings for your area. Now, here's the thing. It's depending on what you're trying to do and where you're located. Footings in the north are going to be completely different than there are in the south. Do you have earthquakes? Do you have winds? Do you have hurricanes? Where is the weak point in there? Do you have frost heave where it's trying to push it up through the ground? Those footings, whether you're building a deck or a fence or a shed or whatever you're doing, are the key to the success of that project. So making sure, when in doubt, go bigger. Make sure it's going to be tied down. I've had to do footings for things that were huge. The footings that I did just for my pizza oven, because my pizza oven was going to be 2,000 pounds when I built that thing, or more actually by the time I got the countertop and everything on it. I was probably going to be closer to 3,000 pounds. So I've got a massive footing for that. I poured a slab that was 7 inches thick underneath that whole thing with rebar in it, because I wanted to make sure that when I built that pizza oven over the top of it, it wasn't going to go anywhere. And when you have some big point loads of that kind of stuff on walls, I just wanted to make sure that if anything moved, it moved as one big piece. Was that built over? Yes, it was. Did I do that on purpose? Absolutely. I wanted to make sure those footings were solid and wouldn't go anywhere. So that's where building these right, getting it built, and building the right footings are the key. Now, if you're building something, let's say over the top of a patio, a deck over a patio, there are some of those great blocks down there that work where you can set those on top of that patio. But just make sure if you've got wind loads and things like that, the last thing I want to do is see that thing get lifted up. So if you've got to do a couple perimeter posts down into the ground, make sure that you've got that thing tied off and fastened down so it doesn't have any place to go. So make sure that you've got some posts, whether maybe you don't have a way to at least go down through that. Maybe just at least drill in, put in some redhead studs, and follow your building code on tying it down for your area so you've got something safe there. And that's going to be key. Now, here's another one that I think for exterior projects makes sense, especially if you have wood posts in the soil. So if you're going to be putting in something below grade, like you've got fence posts, because here's the thing, when you're putting fence posts in, putting in those structural brackets on them don't work that well. You get a pretty loosey-goosey fence unless you're trying to build something that's temporary that you can move out. Really, that makes for a weak fence. So the posts typically need to go into the soil. Post protector is cool. And this is a product that I've seen out there. You slide your 4x4 post or 4x6 or whatever into the post protector. That goes into the ground, basically. So that keeps water from getting in there and rotting that out below grade, which is awesome. That is a way that you can build a pole building, you can build a deck, you can do a fence, anything where the wood is going below grade. This is a great way to do it, and you won't have to do it again. So use your post protectors out there. That's a key. And post protector makes a product that you can treat existing posts. You're like, oh man, I did my fence last year. Head over to their website, and I did this on mine. And you go in and drill into the post. And if you've ever seen your local utility company, your power company do this, the treating of those posts when they've been in the ground for a while, those end up really, probably the best way to say it is it washes out that stuff after a while. So it loses its effectiveness as a treatment. So you can actually drill in and reinsert this into the middle of that post again. So you can retreat it so it's not going to break down. You're not going to get the bugs in there eating it. You're not going to get the organisms. You could actually retreat those. And that's a great way to do it. So think about that as well. The last one I wanted to talk about here is that was my 10, but I wanted to talk about this one here. And it's probably using back on the right materials here again, making sure that you're using the right fasteners for doing this, making sure that my favorite fastener I use is Grip Right. Those guys work with me a lot. They've got some really great deck four screws right now that are built for building fences and decks, whether it's composite or wood. And they've got the great nano coating on the outside, and you can get them in a gray, you can get it in a gold, you can get them in a black, whatever stain you're doing, you can get it so that matches. That makes for a great product. So that's one of those things that will really help you out working on those kind of projects. So take a look at those Grip Right fasteners. I'm a fan of theirs. I've worked with them for a number of years now. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Monument Grills, talking barbecues. This is going to make me hungry just thinking about it. Around the House, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, the Metal Cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G. Raise your
fist. Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. Thanks for joining us today. We have got a absolutely great show lined up here for you. We got my friend Bill Goodwin from Monument Grill. Welcome to Around the House, brother.
Yeah, Eric, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Man, I saw you guys at the National Hardware Show, and I've known about you guys for a number of years, but I saw what you guys are offering. And for that backyard barbecuer out there that doesn't want to go out and spend $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 on a luxury grill, you guys are really bringing a ton of value to the marketplace, getting a lot of those high-end features that most people couldn't afford in an affordable grill.
Absolutely. That's been our strategy since we started the business over 8 years ago. And it was really to emulate or re-engineer the great features that we see at the higher end, but then deliver it with quality at a significantly lower price. The minimum is we look for 20-30% savings below the national brands. And we know Winston, Tom, and I, the three of us, former executives at Home Depot and involved in the sourcing and selling these categories, we knew what factory to go to. We found the factory, and we know that we've got a great partner. And the interesting thing is that when we came out of COVID, our factory in that time really doubled down on the engineering, adding new specifications, upgrading. A lot of grill manufacturers stood pat, and we really are on a fast track now in terms of gaining share because of the value that we're seeing across our grill format across North America.
Man, no kidding. And I have the Denali D605 at my house. And I tell you what, that is a killer grill for the value. And it doesn't matter if I'm throwing burgers or a steak or some barbecue chicken on there. So far, that has had wonderful temperature control and the features. And wow, it is powerful cooking, which I enjoy.
It's a six burner grill, so it gives you that more cooking space. But in that, it has some features built in that are phenomenal. And I'm going to start with the Clearview. We use it's a trademark Clearview glass. If you do any grilling, you like to know what's going on inside, but you don't want to lose that heat. And we've recently upgraded and redesigned this. We made it a wider viewing area. And we moved the temperature control. We added a digital temperature control over to the side shelf so that we're able to have that clear shot. So even that, yes, you do have to clean, just like you have an oven, you do have to clean the glass a couple times a year. But even if it's a little smoke covered, you'll see a flare up in there. And you'll just be a better cooking without losing the $50, $80 steak that you threw on there because you didn't see a flare up coming. So it's a phenomenal opportunity. We also have something interesting, too, with our knob system. It's a three-phase knob system. It's white when it's off. Mm-hmm. And then when you turn it on high, it goes to red. And then when you turn it down to low, it goes to an amber color. And what's great about this is that it lets you see, you finish cooking, you're pulling your steaks off, you're going to sit down. And then you look back over the grill and say, oh my goodness, I left the burners on. So it's a good way to see the range of where you're setting the temperature, but also most importantly, save the gas and turn them off afterwards. So it's a nice feature we have in, And it's a great opportunity. The other thing that's really great about the grill is the cooking system that we put in place. This grill has, our conventional burner has a highest temp of about 680 degrees, and it gets up to about 570 degrees in 10 minutes. This grill system has two different sets of burners inside. Five of them are our new Blade infrared burner system. It gets up to a temperature of 750 degrees, and it could be at 680 in 10 minutes. And as you mentioned, and you've already seen it, you get that high, even heat with, I call it fast, high, even heat. And it's that distribution that is fantastic. The other thing inside there, we have a ceramic infrared burner also built into the grill. And that gives you heating up to 700 degrees within 10 minutes. And it's perfect for searing. And what's really great about that ceramic burner that we have in there, this grill also includes Monument grillware. So right above this ceramic burner, you can put a round grid. You can put a dual-sided sear grate for like a diamond pattern. Yep. You can also put a pizza stone on there. In addition to that, we have an insert that lets you do a griddle. And you know, pizza stones have been recently hot. The griddle's been hot for a good bit, and griddle's going to be around for a while. So this is the grill that lets you do all those versatile cooking applications all in the same cooking area. And you can also have that going on while you have the other burners on the other side at a different heat. The other thing that this grill has, it includes a searing station outside of the firebox, and it goes, it's a 12,000 BTU, and it gets up to 850 degrees. So it's a phenomenal grill because of the space it gives you and the features on the cooking system. And we're really thrilled about how well it cooks. And I cook on one of these at my house as well. I love it. And the biggest thing being is exactly what you said. It's just the fast, high, even heat.
I have been, my cooking style has been charcoal for a number of years. And the reason why I didn't go gas over the years or left gas was because the grills that I was using wouldn't get that crust on the outside that I really wanted, because I just didn't get that even temperature. And I just didn't have as good a cooking. And now I can do the same exact cooking that I'm getting with that same style of heat coming off of the real fire with this. And it has changed how fast I can turn around for cooking dinner with a charcoal. It's like, all right, I got to be cooking here in about an hour, so I better go get the grill ready. I'm ready to roll.
Exactly. And here, if you use that searing station on the side, let's say you throw a couple steaks on there, you sear it, then you can put it on the main grill in the firebox, and you can set that, you can set the temperature down low too. So you can sear it, and then you can cook it slow. The other thing that I mentioned is we moved the thermometer out of the main glass and we put it on our digital control center on the right. We have two temperature probes. So you can have two different meats on the grill and have them cooking to different temperatures. And that app, we have an app that goes with us, Bluetooth, that allows you to monitor what's going on in the grill, even if you're not standing right there. So it's another added feature of staying in control of the big investment you're putting on this meal. Because not everybody's doing hot dogs and hamburgers, but it lets you deliver a wonderful flavored meal cooked right every time.
And that's important when you're going to the grocery store with meat prices these days and you grab two steaks and it's $50. You want it to turn out right.
Exactly. And if you go, and if you try to go low on the price per pound and don't get as nice a cut of meat, you're going to wish you'd had chicken, right? So it's a good idea. It's a good idea to spend the money there. And it's great to invest in a grill. This grill retails, it's online now on monumentgrill.com. It's coming soon to Lowe's.com and HomeDepot.com. It retails for $8.99. And you can look at the features that we deliver and the cooking performance you get out of it. And it's phenomenal. And there's another added feature that's really cool about this grill. If you're, some people don't like the gas grilling because they don't like carrying those propane tanks around. Worse yet is hooking it up and putting it underneath the grill. And this grill has a slide out track that lets you bring the tray out. You just Very simply set it on top, slide it back in, and it's ready to lock and load. Yeah, it's an awesome feature.
You mean I don't have to go back to the old other everyone else's barbecue in this price range where I reach my hand out underneath there and try not to burn the top of my hand off on the bottom of the plate underneath there? I can actually pull out on the drawer and actually pull it out and check it and change it, turn it off and on without burning myself. I love it. Around the House will be right back. To find out more information about Monument Grills, head to monumentgrills.com. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. We've been talking with Bill Goodwin from Monument Grills, and to find out more about them, head over to monumentgrills.com. Now let's get back to the conversation. We're talking barbecue and some great stuff that might fit in your home. Let's get back to the show. And that's important when you're going to the grocery store with meat prices these days and you grab two steaks and it's $50. You want it to turn out right.
Exactly. Yeah, and if you go... And if you try to go low on the price per pound and don't get as nice a cut of meat, you're going to wish you'd had chicken, right? So it's a good idea. It's a good idea to spend the money there. And it's great to invest in a grill. This grill retails. It's online now on monumentgrill.com. It's coming soon to Lowe's.com and HomeDepot.com. It retails for $8.99. And you can look at the features that we deliver and the cooking performance you get out of it. And it's phenomenal. And there's another added feature that's really cool about this grill. If you're some people don't like the gas grilling because they don't like carrying those propane tanks around. Worse yet is hooking it up and putting it underneath the grill. And this grill has a slide out track that lets you bring the tray out. You just very simply set it on top, slide it back in, and it's ready to lock and load. Yeah, it's an awesome feature.
You mean I don't have to go back to the old other everyone else's barbecue in this price range where I reach my hand out underneath there and try not to burn the top of my hand off on the bottom of the plate underneath there? I can actually pull out on the drawer and actually pull it out and check it and change it, turn it off and on without burning myself. I love it.
Yeah, it is awesome. The other pain feature in grilling, especially when we show you that you can put a griddle on there, you can cook different things on. It's all about that tray underneath and being able to keep it clean. That keeps you from flare-ups, but you also get grease and things that are unsightly, but they can drip and cause issues down below. This has a very easy slide-out tray in the back, and it has a drip pan that we sell aluminum inserts for, too. So you can slide this thing out, pop that out, brush off the top of that pan, and slide it back in, and you're ready to go. So it's not self-clean, but it's easy clean. And with that,
easy maintenance.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
And then for people out there, and just to give you guys some props here as well, for the people out there that are going, wow, a $900 grill is not in my budget today. This is one of your top of the line ones. You guys have other price points below that as well for people that are trying to find something that's maybe for their first grill that they're just trying to get into.
Yeah. You know, back in the day when you bought your first garden hose and you paid $5 for it, and then after one freeze and thaw, you bought a better one. So there are less expensive grills out there, but we have the Mesa series. This series is called Denali.
Yeah.
It's all Monument Grill. Yes, our series names do align with mountain ranges, but we have the Mesa series, which delivers the same kind of even cooking at very affordable prices. And part of that is we have a little bit smaller firebox, but we don't skimp on like the burners. We still have an 8-year warranty, 304 stainless steel burner in our Mesa series as well. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's cool about Mesa is that the styling of it is very cool. We've got it in colors. We have it in like a two burner. We have it in red. We have it in blue. We have it in matte black. We also have it with what's called Tiffany Blue to some, but it's like a mint color. Anyway, it's a cool feature. Like our two burner has fold out shelves, but if you're on a condo and you're able to fire up a grill, but you don't have the space, it's a perfect grill for that space because you can pull up the shelves to do the prep and everything while you're cooking, and it's easy to store and put away. And then we also have a four burner in the Mesa series that has a broil zone built into the firebox. So it's a four burner, but it actually has a fifth burner. We don't say it's a five burner because we're not trying to play games with names, but it's a four burner with a fifth broil zone burner built into the firebox. So you're able to deliver phenomenal heat, and that four burner grill sells around $450. So it's a phenomenal value.
That is a huge value, because anytime you get to, when it comes to grills, you, especially in the under $500 range, you get what you pay for when you walk into your home center. That $250 grill, that's a throwaway grill usually for many people. And you got to get something a little nicer that you're not going to be tossing in 2 years. But you get into something like that, you've got a killer grill for under $500. And you've got something that's going to last you years to come. And if you take care of it, it'll last you even longer. It seems maintenance is the key of taking a good grill and making it last a number of years.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'd also recommend, we probably sell a cover for about half the grills that go out the door have a cover on it. And hopefully people buy one later, because it is metal and that's the way to protect it. An interesting thought, though, too, is in the marketplace, there's higher end grills get to a lower price point, and I'm not going to get into naming brands.
No, we don't need to, but yeah.
They'll give you a two burner for $599. Wait a minute. We just talked about a six burner for $899, or a four burner that's like $500.
Exactly. So yeah, there's a lot of value with you guys and what you're doing out there. And it was really cool to see how you guys build these things. And there's so much thought put into keeping it just be a solid piece. Because, and again, not to talk badly about other grills, but you put them together and you're looking at it and you go to move it and it's made out of rubber because it's moving around on you. And it just isn't built solid. Man, this stuff is built like a freight train. It is meant to be used on the deck. It's meant to get moved out of the way without hurting it. And I think just that quality is showing in the build itself.
It is. It is. And our sister company is actually a major appliance manufacturer. And when we doubled down during COVID, and part of that was bringing engineers and designers from the appliance side over, and the focus on, we know how to make ovens, we know how to cook, but how to do the styling and the maintenance and give the features that people maybe aren't even looking for, but when they see them, they want them. That's what's really cool about this new launch with the Denali series, as well as the Mesa series. We're really thrilled about how we're positioned and the value we're bringing to the marketplace.
Yeah, that is awesome. And I tell you what, they're just good looking grills, and it's something you can have on the back deck and be proud of having out there. It's going to look killer for you. Even if it's a brand that you're not familiar with, you guys are just doing it right out there. And like I said, bang for the buck, you can go spend $1,000 on a three burner out there, but you can spend half of that on a nice four burner or four plus burner and have something that's going to cook a lot better for you. That's a lot of value in today's marketplace.
Yes, sir.
I love it. So where's the best way for people to track you down to find out more information?
The best way to see like our full assortment and what we're bringing to the marketplace is at monumentgrills.com. And we do make it available to purchase there as well. But we have a lot of great partners in the marketplace with, I mentioned HomeDepot.com, Lowe's.com, Menards.com, as well as Amazon.com. So you're able to purchase it different ways. We like to make it easy. We like customers to have the ability to purchase it the way they want and with the partner they want. But the other thing that we've done over the years is we've also focused on a lot with the digital content. So when you go to our website, you can really, in that PDF I sent you this morning, we're putting a lot of effort toward making sure we communicate what we're bringing to the marketplace. And that's evident when you get to our website.
Yeah, there is so much information there that if you're that web shopper and you want to dive into the details, they're there for you to find.
Absolutely.
I love it. Bill, thanks for coming on today, man. I really appreciate it. Is there anything we missed today that we didn't talk about?
You know what? What we missed is spring is busting loose, man. It's time to get out and get in your backyard and turn the grill on. So we're ready. And thanks so much for the time.
Man, I appreciate you coming on. Everybody check these things out. I have one in my backyard, and it is a grilling machine. All right, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Bill Goodwin, for taking the time. I do appreciate it. Now, if you want to find out more information about them, head over to monumentgrills.com. And if you want to message us here at the show, you can head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and you can send us an email there. Or if you want to give us a call in the studio with your home improvement question, that number is 833-239-4144. That number again is 833-239-4144. And if you've got a product out there that you want to advertise in Around the House on the radio, the podcast, or of course, anywhere else, including our website, send me a message over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Just hit the contact us page and I will make sure our team is talking with you. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We'll see you next week. Thanks again.
Undiscovered, anywhere beyond the mean. Life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.